اليوم يوم الجمعة.
I really need to learn about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's life. How he lived life. I feel like because I watch so many shows and movies and like I have favorite characters and books and stuff like, and people that I like, and you know, YouTube people that I follow, vlogs, all of that. It's like all of that is like a sample of like, this is how you should live your life. This is what you should value. This is really cool. And then the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is like in lectures and in books. And so it's not, how do I say, as advertised in my face as the other lifestyles is, right? And it's like I have to actively seek out, what did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam do? How did he live? And once I start seeking out, that's when my sphere of learning grows. So how did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam live his life? If he was to wake up today where I'm at, what would he do? What would he engage in? You know, a friend of mine, the first time I thought about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a living example of like how I should shape my life, my friend, a friend of mine was telling to me about her love for Mother Teresa. And like, she talked about it with so much passion. And I said, wow, yo, why don't I talk about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam like that? Why don't I know his life like that? Why do I know him as a beloved and important figure in my life? And it's like, I'm fake saying, oh, because it's like the requirement of a Muslim to love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than you love yourself. And it's just, I'm lying to myself, thinking with the little tiny knowledge that I have to say, oh, I love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than I love myself, more than I love my mom, my dad, more than I love my family. So, and that's the thing about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is the minute you start learning about him, I remember being so struck one time when I was reading this story, and it just talked about how he was upset and ended up, he was upset at a situation and ended up just going to the cave that he normally goes to just to think. And then it was like something about the story was talking about how his feelings were hurt. And I said, oh my God! It brought like tears to my eyes because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I was like, yo, I never thought about his emotions. Like, what did he feel? You know? Oh, and it's like, you know, people who have big hearts, they get hurt the most, you know, because it's like you're there, you're empathetic, you're feeling for everyone. And he used to like stand up at night, not really sleep, because he was worried about you and me, and he would make dua, ya Allah, my people. And it's like he couldn't sleep. He couldn't just do, you know, just relax, because he was constantly thinking about us. And that's, that's the stuff that we always forget about in our day-to-day life, thinking, oh, nobody loves me. Oh, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was standing for us. Couldn't sleep, he was making dua. He called us as his brothers and sisters, you know. So if the knowledge is not at the forefront, if you're not in it, you tend to forget it. And that's just the nature of a human being. We are forgetful. We'll forget. We'll forget. Somebody will do you an amazing thing and then you'll forget. And if we want our forgetfulness to be temporary, we need to be constantly filling our bucket over and over again. So I need to learn about the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's lifestyle. At least like one hadith or one thing. I think just learning about him as an individual, learning about him as a person, thinking when he woke up in the morning, like, Shaitan wants you to believe that he was not a human being in a way where it's like he didn't feel what we felt, he didn't feel tired, he didn't feel the stuff. He was just like, up and at it. Just like sometimes we, like, for me, I fall into, like, thinking about my mom like that, where it's just like, oh, she's just, some people are just built like that, where it's like, and it's like, you just assume your strong friends were just built strong. Because actually, those are the ones that you have to always think about. So the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's heart was large. He always used to, like, he would have tears in his eyes when he thinks about certain things. He didn't really laugh. You know, like he had no care in the world. He would smile, he would enjoy, he would be present with the people, but he was constantly thinking about it. Like now it's like if you talk to a Palestinian or you talk to someone whose family members is just passed away or something is going on, he had such awareness of the people's state that I don't think it ever left his mind. And I don't know what I was, if all of a sudden I was selected for this mission of like, these are your people. You are their messenger. You're the one who's there to remind them. And the level of like love and mercy the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam embodied into every single thing he did. Like even the companions themselves were like, whoa. Right? And it's like the most transformative thing that I remember thinking about with the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that people who hated him, people who were his enemies, the way he won wasn't by like embarrassing them or conquering them or just, you know, just destroying them. The way he won was by turning their hearts to love him. I was reading like the story of Abu Sufyan, or I was reading the story of like some of these vehement, they hated him, like they hate, like, you know, it's like the biggest and then they turn to the point where they're willing to sacrifice their life for him just out of love. I just wonder what kind of love and presence did he show them to the point where they're just like, whoa, I don't want to fight this man now. I want to, like, this man already loves me while I hate him. Imagine. And I feel like if we model more of our relationships by that. I remember there was a hurt that I was really holding on to. And I remember when I learned about the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And it's like the story of like what happened in Ta'if. You hear about it a lot. So when the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was asking the people of his community to leave the worship of idols and to only worship God alone, and he said, this is the message I was sent to you, and the day of judgment is coming. And when he said that stuff, like they all just like were like, you're crazy. They mocked him. And so what he ended up doing is going to the nearby town. He went to the nearby town and said, maybe let me see if I'm gonna find people there. And the town was called Ta'if. So when he went to Ta'if, somehow the news has already beat him there, that this man is going to come. He's going to talk about your idols, your ancestors, your history. He's going to try to change stuff. So when he came and he talked to them, they had their kids lined up, all with rocks, right? And then they just started throwing rocks at him. All right, imagine that hurt. It's like you're coming to tell people what's good for them. You're coming to share this with them at expense of like, yeah, they might reject me, but imagine they reject you to the point where they stand there and then they throw rocks at you. Like they're throwing rocks and you're bleeding and they're mocking you and people are just they're just looking to humiliate you. And you're just running. right? And it's like, you're only doing this for them. Like, you're really, you're doing it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but it's like you're also looking out for the good of these people, you know? So then, that moment when the angel, so an angel, so after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was chased and he was bleeding and he was chased out of town, he just sat somewhere, and an angel came to him and said, "You see these two mountains? The city is in between. Do you want us? I'm the angel of the mountain, and Allah gave me permission to do this." He said, "Do you want me to take those two mountains and crush these people in between them? Just, you know, be like, who's having a laugh now? Do you want me to crush them?" And then the Prophet ﷺ said, "No. Maybe their kids will be Muslim." Like, that's how big his heart was. Is that this belief in and hope, always hope and optimism in individuals and in people. It's never too late. Prophet never gave up on people to the point where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had to specifically tell him in the Quran, these people are not gonna, specific people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, these people have rejected the truth and they will never come back to the truth. So you need to move on. But he always had that hope. And so for me, when I was hurt, I used to have this habit of like, I would just cut people. I'd be like, this is just, you've shown me who you are. That's it. I want nothing to do with you. And you can do that with people who are strangers, but once it becomes family, family is the one thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, these people are tied to you for life. So that hurt was so big. But once I read that and I said, whoa. I just imagined, like, what if this person that I've heard about took a rock and threw that rock in my face and beat me till I was bloody red? Would I be able to forgive them and have hope in their future? Or would I cut them off? And that's when I kind of started to reevaluate my habit of cutting people off from my heart. And I realized, whoa. But it's so, like, and then that's when you really taste it. Like, there's hypothetical, and then there's the reality of, like, actually tasting the fear. Like, in your heart, you're like, oh my God, I don't know. I'm opening my heart to someone who could possibly hurt me again, because I don't want to close my heart. Damn, Manning. Did I miss my exit? I got too deep in the thoughts. Now I'm headed to Wisconsin. Damn. Yeah. So that's my thought. Thoughts in the car. I really need to learn about the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's life. Who he was as an individual. And I think I love there's certain scholars that teach the hadith, or they teach the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they teach it in a way that where it's alive, like they relate it to your life, they relate it to the things that we are in. So, you know, human beings, our structures and our systems might be different, but at the end of the day, the simple ideas in which we are struggling with is all the same. It is all the same. Alhamdulillah. Wow, Hudson is 4 miles. That's crazy. I can't believe I'm going over. I really missed my exit. Okay. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. This is Munashah Omar, and you've been listening to Studio Diaries.